Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is with me because there's loads of reasons, Cathal, to be happy this week. How are you?
Absolutely, I'm great. The sun is shining. Yeah. We're always happy when that's, I suppose, around. But I'll kick it off with a safe driving program, which is going to be rolled out in schools, in secondary schools, from next month. So obviously, when it comes to driving in this country, a lot of people are kind of a little bit later sometimes. I was 25 learning to drive. So things like this would have, I suppose, helped me in becoming, I suppose, a driver earlier on in life. Mm. It's going to be rolled out in transition year students, learning them kind of a teacher-led program that'll have 10 teaching units rolled out. And it just ensures that they know, I suppose, the dangers of driving and stuff like that.
So sorry, are they learning to drive in transition year?
Not yet. That could be, that is, I suppose, possible in the future with this program. But first of all, it's kicking off that it's just, I suppose, learning the kind of the rules of the road, stuff like that.
Okay.
And so when it comes to maybe that they get this, once they've completed the 10 modules, they'll get a voucher that'll reduce the cost of their driving test, I suppose, maybe when they turn 18.
Right. So it's sort of, it's
incentivizing.
It's a practical theory test, yeah, for want of a better description, is it?
And I suppose when it comes to these things, they'll be encouraged to take part in the driver theory test as well during, yeah, when you're 16. We were all
good idea.
We were all told when we were 16 to go and do it. Mm. But sure, you put it on the long finger and stuff like that. And the other thing is it's teacher-led, so they'll be there with you. These teachers are signing up to be part of this. And of course, I suppose there's a total of 119 people that have died on the roads this year. So it's good to, I suppose, put this in students' brains at the age of 16, 17, that these are the dangers, these are the rules of the road.
Particularly when the focus is around, I suppose, what is unsafe behaviour behind the wheel, and being able to identify that maybe from a young age. It's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's a good kind of reason that people, I suppose, that age, 16-year-old, I always wanted to drive and it did take me that little bit longer, even though I did pass first time. It just work, yeah, and stuff. But like, I think when you're 16, you should be kind of thinking about it's independent.
I had my license at the earliest opportunity.
Oh, I'd say you turned 18 and they handed it to you.
But you see, like, I think at home, it's funny, like at home, all of my friends could drive when you were legally allowed to drive and did your test at 18 or whatever it was then. You know, like it was just the done thing. Everybody did it. And, yeah, and because there's no transport.
Yeah, it's, oh, well, I suppose Donegal like that is, people, we could get the train and stuff from Laois up and down all around. It's well connected, but I think it'd be really good for TY students.
Yeah, no, it's a good news story for sure. Who wants to be a Rossi?
Well, Andrea, it seems like everyone does. So this new campaign is being launched by Roscommon County Council. It's called Roscommon Bound. And actually, I was told before I came down here that it's not Roscommon, it's Roscommon. So I was saying it wrong, apparently.
Roscommon.
Instead of Roscommon, I was saying it as two words.
Yeah.
But their slogan for this campaign is Choose Life, Choose Roscommon. So of the famous train spotting. Yeah. It's a new slogan to drive families, to encourage them to move to the county. They say it's the ideal place to call home, boasting well-paid jobs with a range of industries, cheaper housing, good childcare, and a cultural and recreational amenities. So like, there's loads going on in Roscommon, but like, there's huge towns, like Monksland is beside Athlone. They kind of, there's the border. Mm. Like Athlone is basically in Roscommon, Westmeath. So it's a huge,
I was only in it at the weekend. I was in Battlebridge.
Yeah.
Boyle.
It is growing, and it's like slowly becoming kind of the centre of Ireland as well. On September 22nd, there's Global Rossi Day. It's upcoming. So
this, like, is the takeoff now with Donegal Day.
Yeah, I know. Are they taking Donegal Day away from me? But yeah, there's lower house prices as well, which is great for those up in that part of the country, and paid employment in a diverse range of industries, hospitality, stuff like that. But yeah, like I was looking upstairs and I was kind of like, do you know that famous Choose Life thing from Trainspotting?
Yeah.
We kind of put it through a little AI upstairs and choose Roscommon, choose the rolling hills and misty mornings, choose a life rooted in the rich soil of the west of Ireland, choose a community where everyone knows your name and where the pub is your second home. The stories flow as freely as the pints do. Choose Roscommon, choose life. But why would I want to do a thing like that? I chose not to live life as they told me. I chose Roscommon instead. And the reasons, there are no reason. Who needs reasons?
Is this AI?
When you've got Roscommon.
Yeah, because I was just going to ask listeners to tell us, like, sell it to me.
Yeah,
if you're a Rossi,
to me.
Maybe you've moved to Roscommon. What is so great about the county? It's a great idea, the campaign Roscommon Bound.
Yeah, I think it's great. Choose life, choose Roscommon.
That's the sound of EP anyway.
It's absolutely the sound of EP, Andrea. And this is my reason to be happy. It is 100% All Roads Lead to Strably this weekend. You heard there Noah Kahan, Kylie Minogue and Calvin Harris. They're all headlining Electric Picnic this weekend. And the weather is shining. It's all like Electric Picnic is just kind of my peak moment of the year. But like there's other people playing the weekend ahead of us. Sophie Alice Baxter, Ethel Kane, Villagers, Kojak, to name a few. Codeliner also up there. Kneecap, who were in studio here with Pat Kenny last week. The Mary Wallopers, there's loads going on. And I think it is just like it's become the biggest festival in Ireland at the moment. And there's going to be 80,000 people descending on Strably. I'm going.
I'm going as well. Yeah, I'm going myself. Definite 100% on Sunday. Still planning to go Saturday though as well.
Yeah, so yeah. It's 20 years of the festival.
I know, like, it's great.
Yeah, like, and it is. And there was that kind of thing of people saying it was a boutique festival. It was kind of that alternative festival back when it started in 2004. And it has become the biggest festival in Ireland. But there's something about Electric Picnic Weekend when the sun shines and you're all there in a field in Strably, like you can't but be happy.
Now, are you, this is obviously in your home area.
Yes.
So are you, I mean, I don't recall being offered accommodation in the O'Sullivan's.
Well, Jacinda's listening there, so you might get a bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, well, I don't actually camp. So I never
have. Of course you don't. Well, what would you be camping for at your home?
Put up a tent and sit in the chair for the weekend. But absolutely, like hail, rain or sunshine, I will be going home every morning or every night. Oh, I say morning, it could be like 4 o'clock in the morning, and going home, getting into the bed and waking up and chicken fillet roll or breakfast roll and back out to Strably we go. It's only 15 minutes out the road and there's people already walking around town. Blue hair.
They're already there. Oh, deadly.
The lot.
Oh yeah, we'll have more and more on EP as well coming up throughout the course of the week. I think this is a favourite for quite a few of our listeners too.
Andrea, Mamma Mia, are you a fan? Well, I suppose ABBA, but Mamma Mia, the movie more so.
No, like, I haven't seen any of the shows. I know there's, it's Mamma Mia that's in the UK at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed, it's on the West End.
Take it or leave it.
Well, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, are you? Right.
And there are people, like, I'm fans of, I suppose, West End productions and musicals as a whole.
Yeah.
But also, Mamma Mia was turned into a movie musical there in 2008, and it was a huge Hollywood hit. People, like, I think it grossed €700 million or dollars worldwide. And, like, the story didn't end there because obviously it was telling the musical story of this woman who had a daughter who didn't know who her dad was. But they made a second movie, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, where it saw, spoiler alert, it saw the mother of the daughter pass away. Mm. And then it told the story of how she became to, I suppose, have this band. But there is a third movie in the works.
Right. Back again.
Yes, according to Christine Baryansky, who plays Tanya in the films, Auntie Tanya, as she's called. She met with Judy Kramer, who is the producer of the two films recently, and she also produced the musical on the West End. She said that she met her and she was said there was a huge narrative plotline for the next movie and it's in the works. She's going to make number two happen and it'll be a phenomenal hit. So
this is going to be the movie and then likely to be turned into an onstage probably production as well.
Well, I don't know if I see it going as far as the stage because like the stage show does well as it is.
Right,
the first story.
I haven't seen it now, but
I'd love to see it eventually. I think it's actually coming to the Three Arena, which is strange. So it's not actually doing the
Borgosh.
Borgosh. It's coming.